Welcome to the Road of Faith, my dear friends, and I hope you're going to stay with us through the seminar. We've got some great things coming up, so hope you'll stay with us and see what the Lord's got for you today. Let's have a word of prayer before we get started, please. Father, we're so thankful for this day. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to focus on your word and focus on what you have said concerning who we are and what you have done in us. And Lord, we thank you for this this whole series. And we give you praise for all that you've done already and all the light that you've brought out already, Father. Thank you how you've helped us, how you're continuing to help us. And Lord, we just thank you for your leadership. Thank you for leading us in the ways you want us to go today for our friends' benefit there, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for all the wonderful things that we're picking up and that being revealed to us and shown to us, Lord, by your Spirit today. And we give you praise for all of these things you're doing in us and for us, Lord. And oh, we're so appreciative of any truth that we're ready for, that you want to get to us. Lord, we thank you for those things. As we grow in our understanding, we thank you, Lord, that you're revealing to us more and more of what you have done in us and in the relationship that we now have with you, Lord. And we give you praise for these things. Thank you, Lord, for leading us throughout this whole seminar today and bringing out what you want to bring out. Oh, we sincerely desire to hear from you and what you want to bring out today. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you're here today. And boy, we've been a lot of places so far on this road trip. And we got a lot more places to go. But, you know, we're getting into a season here coming up that we're getting in some main things here that the Lord has shown to me, and we're going to get across to you. And we believe that it's going to really make a tremendous difference in your perception of who you are. Now, that's the problem. We're many times we're so dull because of all the outside information, because of the fallen nature of this realm, that we're real dull sometimes on some things concerning who we are and what we can do in this relationship that we have with the Lord. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to get our heads wrapped around it, you know, and boy, it just takes time to let it soak in, and it takes time to believe and to see it, to perceive it, understand it, live in it. Man, it just takes some time to let it soak in. So, I mean, I hope you're committed with us here as we're going through the series. If you're not, if you just picked up here, I mean, my goodness, this is, let's see, this is number 23, part 23 already. And I'm like, man, if you haven't, you don't know what's happened before now, well, I'd recommend you go back to part one there and start out, because, you know, you got to lay a good foundation on these things and get a good understanding of who you are and what he's done in you. And so, of course, that is our goal, is to get you into a place of perception of who you are, what you have with him, and into clarity, into a clear thought-to-thought type of leadership by the Lord, minute to minute, second to second, you know, hour by hour, day by day. I mean, just it's a whole different way of life, is looking to the Lord to show you and give you leadership and give you light in your situation, in your family, in your finances, in your body, in your healing, in your peace in your mind, all of these things that he has done, many times we just are not aware at all. And it's a sad thing to think we have all of this inside of us now. I mean, it's in us now. So it's not like we're trying to get him to do anything. it was something that he's already done, and we're trying to understand it, and we're trying to grow into it, to understand it. That's what these seminars are all about, is growing into an understanding of who you are and what you have in you now. I mean, it's not a matter of wondering whether you're going to get it later. No, you got it now. So it's a matter of understanding and believing. It's, oh my goodness, you know, when he starts opening and revealing these things to you and you start get a hold of it, my goodness, I mean, what a difference it makes. And then you're going, oh, I mean, it's all different. Whoa, glory. All different now, man. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:17, our main scripture throughout this whole series of seminars. It says there in 1 Corinthians 5:17, if any person's in Christ, any man's in Christ, any woman's in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away. No more. They're no more. Old things. Many times people want to live in the old. Believers want to live in the old. Oh, Lord, no, don't let the old, don't let the old try to come on you again. Now, listen, you're a new creation, and you're not going to feel, you're going to feel like a fish out of water in it now. You're just going to, because you are a fish out of water. And that is not who you are anymore. It's gone. And so you can't try being who you used to be, because it's gone. It's never going to be like that anymore, because you're in Christ. So even if you tried to say, well, I'm just going to go back and be what I was before. Well, so sorry. You can't. You ain't going to. You don't want to, really. You think you might want to. You're fooled somehow by the enemy, or you're tempted or whatever. You got into deception somehow, got messed up somehow. You think, well, I'm just going to go back in there. You know, be what I used to be. Well, can't. It's all different now. So when you try, go ahead and try. I mean, if you want to, I guess you got to learn somehow. Yeah. Go ahead and try. I guess that's what you want to do. But you're going to find out, man, you get there, it's not going to be the same. You're not going to do it for you like it used to. No, it won't. Why? Oh, you're a new creature. You're a new creation. That's why. Old things have passed away. You can't go back there. They're gone. They're gone. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All things is all. A-double-L is all. All things have become new. Praise God. And all these things are of God, who has reconciled us unto himself. Glory to his name forever and ever. Amen. Now, last week we was in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 1 there. And so let's go back there, please, if you've got your Bible there, whatever, or your electronic device these days. You know, I buzz around an electronic device through the Word, too. It's a lot, to me, it's a little easier than turning pages, but I still got my Bibles, you know. And I look at them, but here's the thing. The digitals are nice though, because you have a lot of things you can do with the digital, digital copies. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 5 of 1 John says, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. Amen. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, this verse 3, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whosoever, look at verse 4 here, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Did you get that? Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Look at this. This verse is packed. some verses seems like some verses just pack wall to wall, you know, with goodies. Just, man, every word's almost just rich and full of power. Amen. Look at this verse 4 again. For whosoever is born of God. Now, that's the thing right there. Are you? Are you or are you not? You born of God or are you not? Now, we already just talked, I think it was last week, we was talking about the fact that that you are a son of God. Jesus has raised us up into this lofty place. Boy, to think about where we are, my goodness, and what we have and what he's done in us, where he's put us. Oh, my goodness sakes. Look at this. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Why? How can you overcome the world? Well, because you're born of God. And since Jesus has overcome the world, he told us. He said, be of good cheer. You remember over in 28th chapter of Matthew? He said, I'm leaving here. He says, but be of good cheer. He says, in this world, you're going to have trouble. You've got a lot of trouble in this world. Well, we all know this world, this present fallen world is full of trouble. The matrix is just full of trouble everywhere. He said, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation, he said. But he says, be of good cheer. In other words, cheer up, even though you're dealing with this, even though the world is full of trouble and you're having trouble in this life, he said, cheer up. I have overcome the world. Period. Boom. And because we're born of him, and because we're new creatures in Christ, and we're in him and he's in us, we've overcome the world also. Look at verse 4 again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That means today you're a world overcomer by virtue of the fact that you're born of God, by virtue of the fact that you have the Lord in you, and he's the world overcomer. He is the world overcomer, and we're in him. And that makes us world overcomers too. We're just born that way. We didn't have nothing to do with it except receiving him, except receiving the life and all that he did for us and the victory that he purchased. We didn't do anything, but no, we received that, and boom, we're suddenly, since we're in him, I'm with him. Yeah, man, I'm with him now. Yes, sir. You ever been in a rough situation and you had, I'm talking to maybe primarily men here, maybe you ladies too, in a situation where it looked like you were in a disadvantaged situation where you had more people maybe gang up on you and could hurt you, and you knew that you didn't have enough power in yourself necessarily to take them, all them guys on. You know, you knew you didn't have, what it took, you know, to bring you out in victory, you know? But listen, if you've got a buddy, I had a buddy one time, he was a big old guy, man. I mean, he's a big guy and sweet, man. He was a sweet, good man. Man, I tell you what, I like going with him because I'm 6 foot. I'm no little guy, you know, I'm not a short person or whatever, but man, he was not only taller, I mean, he was bigger in every way. I mean, his hands were, I'd shake hands with him and my hands were much smaller than his hands. You know what I mean? Almost made you feel a little bit like a little boy or something when you shook hands with him. And here I am, a grown man, 6 foot tall, and my hands are not little. But he was such a big man. Boy, his hands, my goodness sakes. And I thought to myself, man, I pity the person trying to mess with him. I mean, now I've heard him and his brother. Of course, you don't know what I'm talking about here. But I heard that him and his brother could clean a whole bar room out. You know, that them two was they weren't exaggerating now, because I knew a little bit about what my friend. And now he, I never seen him do it. I never seen him get into anything with anybody. Thank God I didn't see him have to do that. But I always thought to myself, man, I know one thing, that if any, we could handle it, him and me, and not, I mean, him, more him, not so much me. But I said, boy, with him here, we can handle it. We can get it done. Now, we, you know, it's going to take a, pretty bad, pretty bunch of, you know, a lot of different people, a lot of people to take him down, you know. Well, I felt real good about being around him, because I knew, man, if anything happened, right, he, psh, I'm with him. I'm with him. That's who I'm with right there. So you see, and that's the way it is with the Lord, man. I'm with him. He's the world overcomer. He's the tough guy. I'm with him. Well, I'm a tough guy now too, because I'm in him and he's in me. Amen. But not because I'm so hot, but because he is, and he's won the victory for us. Praise God. Amen. Verse 4, for whatsoever is born of God. Look at that. If you're born of God, you got this in you. It just that simple. If you're born of God, you've got his power in you. If you're born of God, you've got, listen, you've got his healing power working in you. Yes, he does. He's there in you now. Yes. Amen. If you're born of God, you are a world overcomer. Maybe you never thought of yourself that way before. Well, that's the reason we're going through these verses here, is to see the truth of the matter. What is the truth of the matter concerning you and me? Well, now we know from this verse right here, from these group of verses, that because we are born of God, since we're born of God, we're not trying to be overcomers here. We're not trying to overcome. We're not trying to get the victory. Do you hear me? We're not trying to get the victory here. No. We are world overcomers because of Jesus in us. And how he has changed us into this new creature. This new creature is a person of power and authority. You are. If you're in Christ now, you're a person of power and authority. Yes, you are. You're born that way. You can't help it. You just are. But a lot of folks aren't acting that way. Well, they don't know it. I mean, they don't know to the degree that they believe it, you see. And so they're in a deceptive mode of who they really are. You see what I'm saying? There's a deception working in here, a perception. And that deception of perception is coming from out here, and they're telling you how who you are, what you have, what you can do. They're telling all, and as little kids, you come up, they're telling you what you can do. And listen, man, with the Lord, you can do, listen. You can do anything he tells you that you can do. Yes, you can. Everything. Now, the idea is to get our minds looking inside and seeing what he's saying that we can do. And looking in the Word and seeing, well, who we are, what we can do as new creatures. Well, we're world overcomers. He's already told us. He's already told us we're world overcomers. Well, before a problem even comes along, before a sickness even hits us, we're overcomers already. Are we trying to become overcomers because the sickness has hit us, or the disease has hit us, or because the problem or the trouble or whatever's come in, the lack of peace has hit us? Are we now no longer world overcomers because it hit us? No. Not any less or any least at all. Even when that stuff hits us, even when the bad stuff comes, even when it tries to get on us, we're still overcomers in Jesus' name. Yes, we are. Amen. Aren't you glad about that? Woo, glory to God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. We just do. We just do. Now, you may have lost a lot of battles in life. I've lost some battles in life. I know what it's like. It don't feel good. To have what you would call a faith failure, or you're just didn't get the victory over things like you wanted to, and they were trying to control your life. Been there, man. Them things control will run you. That sickness will run you. Yes, it will. It will take your life away from you. Now, what I mean by that is there's a portion or a piece of your life that when the sickness comes on you and you can't do nothing, or you feel you don't feel like doing anything out here in the natural realm, and you're all dealing with symptoms and stuff and all that's going on, and that just overwhelms your consciousness, so to speak, because that's all you're thinking about is all this sickness, all this, the way it feels. You don't think I've been there? My goodness, I've been there. And it tries to overcome you. And all the time, I'm an overcomer. All the time, you're an overcomer. The whole time. While that's going on, you are. Are you overcoming it? Well, I've been in some spots where I didn't do so hot. You know what I mean? In the overcoming department. But you know what? That didn't diminish the fact that this is true. I was born of God. I was a world overcomer because Jesus overcame the world. But was I acting like it? Was I resisting and doing what I was supposed to do against that stuff that was coming against me that the Lord had paid for and redeemed me out of and wanted me to overcome out here in the natural realm and be out here what I am in here? You see? Hey, man. Well, yeah, we're learning, man. Now, I don't care where you're at. You may be way on by me in understanding. And I'm not where I used to be, but I know good and well that there's many that's went on by me in understanding. A lot of people went on by me where I'm at right now. I'm still growing. You're still growing. Don't know where you're at in your level of understanding with the Lord, but you are growing every day. I don't care if you pay much attention to the Lord at all. I mean, if you're just going through life sort of in the natural, you're still learning. You're still perceiving. He's still showing you things. Yes, he is. And you're still picking up understanding. You may not be doing right. You may be involved and in bondage in some areas. You may be under some things, but it doesn't matter. You're still a world overcomer inside. Yes, you are. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, what you're believing is you're believing what's happening out here on the outside. That's what you're believing. You're not believing what the Word of God says that you are. Well, there's a truth here. Are you going to believe that outside, those outside facts or whatever, those outside things that tell you that you're not a world overcomer, that Jesus is not stronger in you than anything that comes against you? Mm-hmm. And it'll try to convince you of that. And they'll try and those thoughts, man. And you begin to think these things about yourself. Well, I'm just under this thing. I'm not really an overcomer. And you're focusing on the problem. You're focusing on and the symptoms. That's what's most apparent, right? The pain, the thing that's not right. That's what you're focusing on. That's what's blaring at you. That's what's blasting at you 24/7, isn't it? All day and all night, it just comes, that's all that information. And yet right here, chapter 5, 1 John, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Period. Isn't that right? And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Where's the problem at? It's what you believe. Even our faith. It's what you believe. You believe this verse right here? Or are you going to believe that stuff that they're telling you on the outside? That you're really not. You're really under this thing. You're not over it. You're under this thing. Listen, I don't care what that thing is. I don't care how big it is. I don't care how bad it is. I'm not trying to diminish what it's doing to you at all. All I'm saying is that inside of you now, there is a world overcomer who has already overcome the world. And by virtue of the fact that you're born in him and that you're now in Christ, by virtue of that fact, that puts you into the overcoming area. In other words, you are made to overcome. You're born to overcome. Because the life of God's in you. That's why. Because the power of God's in you. Now, here's the thing. You've got to believe that. You can look at this verse and you could just go on and think like the world thinks. You could just look at this and say, okay, well, and you really won't believe it. You really don't believe that it's true about you. You can look at it and say, well, that's certainly not true about me. Is that right? Well, listen here, man. If you're born of God, you're a world overcomer, whether you believe it or not. You just are. Now you can let stuff and battles and you can let stuff overcome you through this life. You let it. I said, you let it. It's not because the Lord is letting it. It's not because that he wants it. Well, his will is clearly spelled out throughout the Bible. And so, when that stuff comes on you and you know, it's not him, you know, it's not, he don't have no bad stuff put on you, and you know, it's not him. Well, what do we do? Well, we find out from his word what to do. And what we have a right to do, and who we are, and what we have in him. That's what we do. And so we approach things differently. A person of faith approaches things differently. You hear me? Right here, look at the last part of that verse. It says, even our faith. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Our faith is the reason we're world overcomers. And it's through faith that we come against that other stuff that would try to say that we're not. Well, I believe this. This is what I'm going to believe right here. Regardless of what this other stuff comes out here, that try to convince me that I don't have a victory, that I don't have enough power, that I don't have enough faith, or all that. No, I want to look at this first. I believe this verse. See, there's the difference between the natural way of looking at things. You can look at things naturally, like the world does, or you can look at it through faith, you see, as a believer in the Lord, and find out who you are and what you have. Well, it's through faith. Well, we believe what this says here. I believe what that says here, that I am. Have I seen all? Do I feel like a big overcomer all the time? No, of course I don't feel like an overcomer. Oh, no, man. But it's there. It's a fact. It's a fact now. That's in you. And that's the difference. That's what we have to get away from, this natural mindset of the world. This natural mindset that has infiltrated the church, and we just flat don't know what we have now as the church, as the body of Christ. We don't know what we have. How powerful, how amazing it is over all this negativity, all this stuff that hits us. Man, I'm learning too. I mean, I'm not where I was, but I know I'm going a long way to go, you know, but we're growing in this thing. Praise God. Look at verse 4 again. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Mm-mm-mm. Just born that way. Just born that way. That's all. Just are. Just are. Now, see, it's through faith that you accept that and believe that and say, well, that's who I am then. If this is what the Lord has made me, this is what has happened to me as becoming a new creature in Christ, if this is who he is and what he's done in me, this is who I am, well, this is what I believe. That's what I am, regardless of what I feel like, regardless of what I see. You understand? Regardless of all those things, you believe the word regardless of all natural stuff. Regardless of the negative circumstances, the negative circumstances and the things that come against you in life and your family, regardless of all that, you believe what this says, and that is what you go with. That's what, and so it doesn't matter what's out here in that regard. Doesn't matter if it's disagreeing with this. See, I ain't believing that then. See, even our faith. See that? Through faith we understand. Through faith we grab a hold of. Through faith we obtain, you see. We obtain, glory to God. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he or she that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? We just are. And it's because of him. It's because of our faith in him and believing him. Glory to God. Amen. Now, I'd like to get into today this is probably one of the main things I think we're going to begin today on these things. The main thing that happened to me there on March 9, 2022. Now, I told you I slipped into it, didn't realize what I did. and I didn't really. I didn't know what happened or why I was hearing the Lord so clear. I didn't understand it. I was really surprised about it. I really was. I mean, now March 9th, as you heard my testimony, perhaps on one of the earlier seminars, perhaps even the last series, where, I went through a terrible sickness and disease, had attacked my body, my nerves, they said were permanently damaged. I was coming out of that, and every day was better. I was getting stronger and stronger. I was coming out, and of that situation by faith and in the Word of God and applying the Word of God. Well, I just kept getting better and better. Well, the Lord told me a few days before March 9th. Actually, it was the day before. It was March 8th that he told me. He said that the Satan was coming to hit me. And I was busy messing with my audio stuff over here. I've got some dials and so forth, you know, of audio things, you know. And I was over here trying to get things dialed in right, you know, and had my mind on audio, had my mind on things that I needed to do in the natural, right in the audio area. And boy, and the Lord, I mean, as I was standing there looking at my dials and so forth over here, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, Ken, he said, the devil, he said, the Satan's coming to hit you. He's coming to attack you. That's what I got from him that day on March 8th, 2022. But I didn't pay no, okay. Well, did I stop? No, I didn't. Listen, I know how dumb it is. I know how stupid it was to do what I did now. And that's why I'm encouraging you, when he speaks to you, says something like it, you better stop. You need to stop. And you need to put your attention and focus your attention on the master and find out what he's talking about. And I see, I didn't even do that like a dummy. I just kept on going, messing with my audio stuff, right? And I didn't respond. I didn't say, Lord, what can I do? The reason he's coming to you is so that you can do something, you know, and do something different. And he's trying to get you to the best way you can through something, right? And so if I knew that the devil's coming to attack me, I should have immediately went into with my sword and getting ready for battle. You know, I should have immediately done it. No, what I do, I didn't do nothing. I just let it go on by like a dummy. Well, don't do that. Don't do what I did. Because the next day, I thought that I was going to be doing a seminar recording that night. Instead, I was in my bathroom, and I want you to know, I had an attack on me, a physical attack and a spiritual attack. I didn't realize how severe it was, but the Lord gave me some seed 3 or 4 weeks earlier, that helped me through that, to get through that without dying, I guess you could say, because I sure I know the enemy came to kill me that night. I wasn't supposed to come out of that bathroom. Okay. And so because I narrowly did, I guess you could say, it seemed like it was narrow to me because, man, I was down to there wasn't anything left in me. I mean, as far as natural strength and that sort of thing, there was nothing there. There was just nothing left after 3 or 4 hours and of battling and doing everything I knew in the natural and in the spiritual. And but I was hanging on. I was hanging on to my faith there. Well, as I came out of that, and I'll tell you the whole story. I think I told 2 or 3 times before here. But just coming out of that, coming through that, I barely felt like to me. But maybe wasn't as bad as I thought, but it seemed to me that it was very, very severe, just barely coming out of that. And I remember, just coming and laying on the bed there after all of this and just so weak and so, I was in bad shape physically. And I come to find out later that the devil had, there was like four demons sent to me and, was whipping on me there. During that time. So they used that sickness and disease, and they were also as a spiritual attack, you see. So wasn't just physical. Anyway, I come out of that, and the Lord picked me up. I mean, he picked me up. I was so weak, and he picked me up. I was on that bed, and he had me in the throne with him. And when I was in the throne with him, man, he was just holding me. Now, I could see his collar. I remember laying there and I was looking at the back of his hair and his neck and his collar right there. And I could still see the material of his robe and the way the collar was made and the stitching on it and so forth and how it was made. And, boy, I tell you, I was just enjoying it. I was, oh Lord, I appreciate this. Man, I tell you, it meant so much to me. I can't tell you how much it meant to me for him doing what he did. And he held me, picked me up and held me in the throne there for a long time. And he told me, he says, I'll just keep you right here. As long as it takes, you're not going nowhere. I'll keep you right here. And boy, did it feel good. It just felt good. I can't tell you. I mean, just to be in the arms of the master and have him after that battle and boy, it meant so much to me. And I told him, and I thought to myself, these are the thoughts I had as I was laying there in the comfort of the Lord, in the throne. And he would whisper these things to me, different things. You're doing good, man. You did great in there. He said, you did great. He said, you were you did great. You came out. He said, you didn't cast away your confidence. Who in my word and who, he man, well, I didn't. I hung. That's all I pretty much had. That's about all I had was I knew that he was greater in me. That's really all I had at that point in time, boy, but it put me over. It put me over in those dire circumstances, you know. And, boys, he's holding me there and telling me these things. And I had this thought. I thought, oh, dear. I said, man, I love him. And it meant so much to me what he did there. I mean, nobody can tell me how much. I can't even tell you. Nobody could tell me, and I couldn't tell anybody else, really, what it meant to me. It meant so much to me there at the throne with him. And he spoke these things to me, encouraging things, and told me I was through. And now things were different. I was through the battle, through the trial. Glory to God, and that I was not going to go back that way. Oh, praise God! I was glad to hear about that. I didn't feel like it, you know, but I knew it was true. I knew what he said was right. I knew it was true. I was so happy to hear that, and I thought to myself, I said, "Man, I love him. I love him." With everything in me, I appreciate him so much. And I thought, and I just, I don't know, somehow or another, I just gave him everything during that point in time. I thought, man, you know, it wasn't that I was even conscious of holding anything back. I wasn't. It wasn't like before I was like holding stuff back, but evidently I was. Didn't know it. You know, and so many Christians, I think, are there. They're holding stuff back and they don't know it. They don't realize the things that they've kept from him, from giving it to him and letting him have control over it, you see. Well, that night, I just gave him everything. I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I just loved him so much. I didn't want to hold anything back. I just loved him so much. You know what I'm saying? I just didn't want to hold anything back. And I just gave, man, it was that point in time I gave him everything. Now, what does that mean, everything? Well, that means everything, everything. All is all. All is all now. And if you really give him all, now this is where it all begins. This is it. It's when you give him all. Inside, everything. I mean, everything. All the money, all the family, all the past, all the mistakes, all of the present. That means every situation, every circumstance, present, and that means everything coming in the future. He's got it all. But that means direction, you see. That means he's going to call the shots from here on out. He's going to tell me what to do, not me tell him what we're going to do, right? I want to find out what he wants about that. Well, when you give him all, that's included. Your future is there, your present is there, and your past is all there. You've given him everything that you have to give, everything that you have to give. And that really comes right down to your will. When you give him your will, you have given him everything, which means like I say, past, present, and future. It means that he now has control over your life in total. That's what it means. And it's not that he wants to run your life and control you like a robot. No, it's about you realizing that his way is better and smarter, and that he loves you, and he's going to take you in the best way every time. He's going to tell you the best thing to do every time. Every time in life. Do you trust him like that? Do you really trust him with the whole thing? I mean, you can get to worrying about this and worrying about that, and just all kinds of things will come to the demand your attention and your the things that to take you away from what he wants. And then there's that selfish thing going on, and that pride thing going on that we have in all of us, that pride, selfish thing going on, you see. My goodness sakes, I'm getting beeped here. I'm out of time faster than I thought. Anyway, boy, I'm going to have to get off here. But listen, man, we're going to keep going with this. I'll continue on in this, because we're getting important things. Well, it's all been important. It's all foundational. But these things are some of the direct things that he wanted to come out, that he did in me, that I want to get to you, so that you can get to this wonderful place with the Lord. I know it's not going to be exactly like me, but boy, it's wonderful to be right there with the Lord like this. So we're going to get there, folks. We're going to pick up next week, so don't miss it. We're coming back here, and we're going to be talking about more about what it means to give your will to the Master. What does it mean? Well, until next week. Oh, this is your friend, Ken Fletcher, and I want you to know that I love you.